And talking of state-backed economies, you mentioned that one of the major changes we would see is tax reform.
Yes.
Essentially, tax being increased.
Yes.
But do you think any government would have the, the foresight to perhaps switch tax to be more based on consumption rather than income?
Well, there are two things which have to be done with tax. Number one, the real name of the game is to expand the tax basis. If you have a number of countries where actually there are not enough people paying taxes, just as simple as that, because there are not enough people employed in the economy. If you take a country like France, there is only 39% of the population which is employed in the economy. Mm-hmm. My country, Switzerland, is 61%. Mm-hmm. So actually, when you have so many people employed in the economy, you can afford to have a lower tax rate. When you have very little people running, you know, making the money, mm-hmm. then you have to tax them a lot to preserve the revenue. So first, people are going to increase the tax base. The second thing is that we will have not only a question of the tax rate, we will have also the question of the tax structure. You're right, going more into consumption taxes. The problem is this is maybe not the right moment to do it, you know, with a recession, mm-hmm. you're careful. I think we are going in the U.S. to reform capital gain tax, the so-called Warren Buffett rules, mm-hmm. where we are now at 15%, and Warren Buffett says, my secretary pays 30% because she's taxed on revenues, not capital gain tax. This is not normal. And the third thing is that we are going to see a lot of tax reform at the company level, especially in the U.S., to make sure that the money earned abroad by the companies are repatriated in the U.S., mm-hmm. because now there is no incentive to bring the money back because it is taxed. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of things will be also to get rid of the loopholes.
Yeah.
A very simple way to increase your revenues without touching the tax rate.
Mm-hmm.